He's looked like he took after him, you know.
Okay. What if he had the same mannerisms and behavior? What would you say
just,
then?
He's just a spit of him, or he just,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, you know, they said different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But he's, you know, they people refer to him as he just the spit of him, or he just, I've heard him say, look like he spit him out, you know, different ways they do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And?
But this goes back sometime, you know.
Mm-hmm. People wouldn't say it so much now.
Well, not quite, not as much, I guess, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But to some extent, it's still, you know,
mm-hmm.
used.
Mm-hmm. If a child was misbehaving, you might tell him, if you do that again, you're going to get a...
Get a beating or...
Mm-hmm. Anything
whipping
else?
Whipping or... Yeah, beating, whipping or... Some of them will tear you up or I don't know, they...
Mm-hmm.
I guess some of them, I've even heard lashing or something, you know.
Mm-hmm. Something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down. You'd call that a...
Put a what in? Baby?
Put a baby in. Something on wheels.
Buggy.
Okay.
Baby buggy, yeah.
And you put the baby in the buggy, then you'd go out and...
Push it or roll it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if a woman was going to have a baby, you'd say that she's...
Some of them say, what they say, in family work, some of them, you
mm-hmm.
know, I've heard that, but I didn't know what it meant when they said it, but I mean,
mm-hmm.
we mostly use, they used to say, I guess most around me, they would use pregnant, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them say in a family way, you know, something like that. Or
any joking ways of saying that? Or crude ways of saying that?
Let me see, yeah. Sure it is. What they say around here? Kiwis. I've heard it, you know, but like I say, it's not a part of my tongue, you know.
Do you ever hear something like foot broke or broke her leg or
no,
anything like that?
No, not around here. They, that, what they say?
Do you ever hear big?
Yeah, sure, like, yeah. Yeah, that's common. That's what they say.
They say she's...
She's big, you know,
uh-huh.
he bigged her, she's big,
uh-huh.
something like that, you know.
Does that sound sort of vulgar to you?
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it does mean that it has a certain, you know, derogatory, like, because we, you only speak of that in case, if it's in case of illegitimacy,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
or something like that, you know.
What would you call a child that's born to a woman that's not married?
You say it's a bastard or something
mm-hmm.
like that, you know.
Any other common terms people use?
Well, it probably is. I just don't know. Let's see.
Do you ever hear Woods Colt or Sunday Baby or Bush Child or Outside Child?
Outside, yeah. They use outside around here, you know.
What is
maybe.
What does that mean exactly?
Outside of the wedlock, you know.
Uh-huh. Is it as insulting as bastard is?
Yeah. Let's see. No, no, I don't think it is, you know. No.
Mm-hmm.
It refers to, it could be a case where she's separated or something and this child is a child, you know. That.
Oh, it could be a child off former marriage.
That's right. That's what I'm, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Say,
yeah.
A long time ago, if you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, a woman you might send for would be a...
Yeah, your mother, what do we call her?
Mom.
Gee whiz, what do you call the thing?
Do you ever hear midwife?
Midwife, sure, yeah, granny or midwife. Yeah.
You hear both of those terms?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Which was more common?
Midwife.
Mm-hmm.
The granny was older, you know, farther back, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Say a child that's lost both parents, he'd be called a...